you do, I just want you to say it real soft.
I want you to lift your hands up like this. Forget about everybody. Get your mind on Jesus Christ. Father, right now I lift up every son and daughter, every boy and girl, every man and woman. I lift them up to you. You know what they stand in need of. Broken and wounded, hurting and desperate, distraught and confused, perplexed and need a touch from you. They came to a concert, but they encountered a Christ. Oh my God, they came to a ceremony and ran into a service. I pray today, God, in the name of Jesus, that your infinite wisdom, your divine grace would move supernaturally. I plead the blood of Jesus over every sin and every weakness and every struggle. Devil, I'm talking to you. You're already defeated. You're already defeated. You're under arrest. I cast you out. I bind your power in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, come in like a flood. Wash them and heal them and restore them. Reclaim the backslider. Save the sinner. Let this be the day that the miracle begins. In the name of Jesus, we pray. I want you to start praising God right where you are, just like you lost your mind. Come on, just praise him like you got a new beginning. Praise him like you got a new beginning. Praise him like you got a new beginning. Praise him. Would somebody show him how to praise God? Yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. So, woman, thou art loose from thine infirmity. It's over, it's over, it's over, it's over. Loose that man and let him go to die. A miracle.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
Feel that, y'all. Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria. 88.1 K255BT Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9 K223BI Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5 KQJO St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3 He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
He didn't tell me how, he's gonna do it.
Yes, sir.
He didn't tell me when, he's gonna
fix it.
I only know y'all, God do it how he want to do it. It ain't our business how he's gonna
do it.
It ain't our business when he's gonna
fix it.
He said he would, and I believe him. Thank God I tried him, and I know he will. I know he will. I know he will. I know he will. Do you know he will? I know he will. He said it in his word, and I believe he will. Help me say. Can you see it? God gonna make a way for me. Can you say do it?
I won't. Thanksgiving be unto the Almighty and to the living God, to Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior, and to the power, the indwelling, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit, to my wife, to these deacons who carry the covenant of Christ confidently, and these ministers, to Minister Harbor, to Minister Simons, to Reverend Brady, to those thousands and thousands who will be ministered to through our radio ministry, both near and far. And to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ. I'm elated to see that you are not sunny day Christians. The rain didn't stop you from worship. A little rain should not stop us from worship. I've been asking the Lord all week, what would he have us to say to his people today? This is a message that God has given us, and this thing has worked on us all week. And it is a message that God has given us so that we can go a little higher height, so that we might come closer into his presence. There is a word from the Lord, and it is found in James chapter 2, 17 through 23. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 17 through 23. And you will find these words that are written. Watch how James, this writer, presses his claim. Watch, observe how the writer conveys his message. Many of us sometimes ask, why do we stand? Because in the book of Nehemiah, it says that when the word was read, it gave reverence, respect to God and to his word. It says, James presses his claims. He says, even so, faith, if it had not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, it might come out of his mouth, thou hast faith, or I've got faith, and I have works. said, show me thy faith without works. He says, and I will show thee faith by works. Listen at this. James goes further to press his claim. Look at this, preachers. Watch this. James goes further along and presses his claim. He says, you say you believe that there is one God? He says, let me take you to another level. He says, let me open up some revelation to it. He says, thou do well. He says, the devils also believe and tremble. But will thou know, O vain man, that faith without works, somebody ought to go to shouting right there. He says, was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered Isaac his son upon the altar? So seest thou have faith, work with his works. And by works was faith made perfect, and the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed, it was accounted, it was put on his account. Every believer should have an heavenly account. And every believer not only should have a heavenly account, there should be something in it. He says, it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. I want to talk to you again today about your faith demands action. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, your faith demands action. The grass will wither, the flower, it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Bring you up to this text, you will discover that this is James, the half-brother of Jesus. As I told you last week, that Jesus had more brothers and sisters because Joseph and Mary procreated. Joseph, man, woman, Mary, woman. Joseph, man, Mary, woman, procreated, and then there was more people. Adam, man, Eve, woman. Watch this. They procreated. First came Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, by way of the Holy Ghost, by way of the Holy Spirit, which is called the Immaculate Conception, which tells us that God Himself did that. There are human vessels that he used for his will, for his way, for his work. But after that, God also used these human vessels further for his will, for his way, for his work. Now here comes James, and James is a Jew, and he is a believer. The Bible does not give us an account of when and where he became a believer, but when you look at the text, it does tell you that he was a believer of Christ Jesus. In the book of James, he does not talk about the death, the burial, the resurrection. Can I just take a minute and bring you up to the text? He does not take any time to talk about the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. However, you need to know that he doesn't. Watch this. It's because he's leading us into it. He leads his listeners, which were Jewish listeners, to a point to where if they have faith, their faith would birth belief. Your faith, watch this, demands action. Your faith will open up doors and things to you. Watch what James does. The book of James, listen at me. The book of James is the book of Proverbs in the New Testament. It is practical. It reasons with you. It contacts and connects with your practicality, the practical side. Now, I want you to know this very briefly before I go any further. I want to reiterate that whatever God said in the Old Testament, He says the same thing in the New Testament. He's just saying it a different way. Why? Because He's talking to a different people at a different time in a different place. But God will never say one thing in the Old Testament and say something else in the New. He's saying the exact, what He's saying in Proverbs, He's saying the same thing in the book of James. So I want you to know that when you look at the book of Proverbs, you are actually looking at the book of James, because all of it is practical writings. It is practical writings for us to live by in our everyday life. Watch this. And so what James does is he comes here and he says, he talks about faith. But now you will notice the chapter before that, in chapter 1, you will notice that James, he talks about patience, which is something that we all want to skip over. That's a sermon that we never really want preached to us. Patience. First of all, because we have little of it, and because it just doesn't fit our way of life. Not waiting. Not patience. Not allowing the picture of God to develop in our lives. That doesn't fit. Simply because our theology is, if we have faith in God, whatever we ask Him for, supposed to drop out of the sky. Right now, right then, right there. And in order for God to do something in your life, there is a fruit or a characteristic that you must possess, and that is patience. Patience, watch this. James also says in the book of James, he relates patience with the gender of a woman. Just as Solomon relates wisdom with the gender of a woman. Remember in the book of Proverbs, he says, let wisdom tie her around your neck. Let wisdom, and he talks about wisdom as a female. James talks about patience as a female. I wondered why they would relate these two spiritual things with a woman. Why? It's because who would have more patience than a woman? Y'all gonna talk back to me. She has to wait on a relationship. She has to wait on a baby to be born. She have to wait on us. I know I got some believers in the house somewhere. And so they relate to patience way better than the brothers. They wait, and sometimes, in some cases, they wait
and wait. But can I help you today, ladies? Here's where you ought to have a shout. Because the word, there's a cliche that comes out of the word of God. Good things come to those who wait. Out of your patience, something good always happens. That'll be three people in here that ought to be glad you waited. I'm talking about when you look at where you are now, at some stuff that you passed up, you're not with me yet. I mean, there's some stuff that you wanted to take and take the bite right then, but you waited because if you had taken a bite out of that apple, it would have been full of worms. So you waited on the orange, and you discovered that it was worth the wait. Sister Turner always reminds me of that, that she's glad. She waited. It wasn't just anybody that she was waiting on. And in your wait, God is preparing what good thing He has for you. Aren't you glad you didn't take the first interest rate on that loan? Aren't you glad you waited until the interest rate fell? Well, you're paying 2% for that car. If you had jumped on it right then, you would have probably been paying 5 or 6. Well, your note of 298, now it probably would have been 498 because you waited. And so this is why James opens up to us and tells us in the book of James chapter 1 about patience. Now, watch this. He began to talk about patience in chapter 1, and then later on in chapter 2 and 3, he's going to start talking about the tongue. Patience and talking too much. Patience and holding your tongue. Patience and controlling it ought to go together. And so watch this. Watch this. Your faith demands action. Your faith, if you say that you have faith in Christ, it demands action. It demands something. It demands you to do something. James presses his claim. He says, you watch this. He says in verse 17, he says, if you have faith, he said, even so, faith without works is dead, just being by itself. James shows us, he says, listen, faith and works complement each other. Your faith and your works are going to complement. If you say that you have faith, then something, there should be some kind of action with your faith. So faith without it is dead. Paul says in the book of Hebrews that came before.